Vancouver, this is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
We'll frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sled.com.
CITR 101.9 FM. Stereo Blues is every Friday from 11 till 12. You can stream it online at citr.ca or on your good old-fashioned radio. And I also have a Tumblr, which you can check out some downloaded podcasts as well. Today, I'm with Pet, and they chose some songs that they wanted to play for today's show. So we'll get to that in a bit. But for now, let's start off with a track from Eccentric Soul, Omnibus Volume 1. And this is Look Around from the band called 2 Plus 2.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
All right, and so we're back with Stereo Blues, and up next, we're going to play some pre-recorded interview with Vancouver local band Love Cuts. So here we go.
I'm Cheryl, I play the drums.
I'm Katie, and I play the guitar.
I'm Tracy, I play the bass.
All right, and so I guess we could get started. What's the first track that you would like to play today?
Okay, well, how about a song by Bad News Babysitters, which is a band playing Music Waste on Saturday, Atlanta Loose, and the song is a rock and roll song called Talk to Strangers.
Talking to strangers. That's why I keep talking.
Cheryl. I play the drums.
I'm Kate.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar, created by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Heard was...
The Strangers.
And so, Katie, the next track that we are going to hear is also going to be playing at Music Waste.
Yes.
Why did you decide to choose this next band?
Well, I really like this next band. They're called Half Chinese. And the song I picked is Hatchy. They're playing on Saturday night at Pat's Pub.
All right, so here we go. This is Hatchy from We Were Pretending to Be. Right, and we are back in the studio with Love Cuts, and they just released Plus Two Minus One, and I saw on the Bandcamp page that it said that you wanted to release some tapes. Have you released some tapes for Plus Two Minus One?
How do we approach that? We haven't put out tapes specifically of that. We basically decided that those songs are going to go likely onto vinyl.
Instead.
So we're going to record some more songs and then, you know, get together enough songs hopefully for a full length. But, like, yeah, we might end up doing a 7-inch. We're just kind of seeing where it's going to go at this point.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just internet available right now.
So are you thinking of like re-recording them?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. We'll re-record them all along with some new stuff and then kind of go from there.
Awesome. So I guess we can still keep playing some tracks for the show. What is our next track that you want to play?
We're going to play Tough Age. It's the song Sea of White.
Sea of White. And why did you want to play Tough Age?
I picked Tough Age because they are our buddies that jam across the hall from us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like in the same jam space
yeah.
kind of thing? Okay.
And we hear them jam all the time, and so I figured they need a little song on the radio.
Nice. Okay, cool. So this is Sea of White.
Almost. Like 3 weeks ish. Something like that, yeah.
So where are you planning on going?
To New York and back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are there any like certain cities that you really like are keen on going to? You're like, oh, we wanna go to Gary or
I've never been to the east of the state, so I'm excited to go to New York and Philadelphia, Boston, Kalamazoo.
Yeah, if that pans out, we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's sweet. Are you going to be touring with anyone else, or is it just kind of like a solo trip?
It's just us at this point, yeah.
At this point, just us. That's because you've toured before 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it 2 years?
We went... through the interior to Calgary, Edmonton, Lethbridge, and back. So we've done a couple of little tours.
Were there any...
Connor eating a hard-boiled egg and a pickle
from
a corner store.
Oh, in freaking Lethbridge, and we were, like, trying to find... And there was that tiger. Lethbridge was fun, but it was a small town.
Yeah, and I think I ate a lot of canned corn, which I love, but then one day I read the side of it and realized there was no nutrients at all in canned corn, and also was a fan of, like, picking up carrots in the Walmarts and just eating them as I walked around Walmart.
Did you pay for them?
No.
Did the caterers care? Like, did anyone notice?
I don't think they noticed.
No, I'm just a cute girl eating a carrot. Not a shoplifter at all.
That's sampling, really. Don't know if they're good first.
So was there your favorite city that you just really loved? Surprisingly, you're just like, wow, this is great.
on the LA tour, it was LA for me. That was the surprise. Because, yeah, like, I've been to LA before, not, like, touring, but just traveling, and it's always kind of sucked. And then this time we stayed with, like, some sweet friends and had a great time. Yeah, it was good. It was a good show. I think that was... And we went to Hollywood and, like, walked on the walk of the, you know, the saw the stars and, like, all that weird stuff, and it was great. It was really hot, but it was really... That was really fun, actually.
I put my hand in Whoopi Goldberg.
Somebody else found Pee Wee Herman too, I think, and that was a big deal.
Yeah.
I think we took a picture of people that were, like, impersonating celebrities to get their pictures taken. Like, some terrible, like, what is that guy from Pirates of the Caribbean? Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That guy.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. The character. and SpongeBob SquarePants. Then he looked like he'd fallen down a hill.
It's like Arrested Development where they try and impersonate them, but, like, no one knows who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Pretty much.
Cool. So I guess let's play another song.
Okay. This next song is by Pups, which is a cool band that just released a split, another cool band called Movie Land. And Pups are playing Saturday as a part of Music Waste at Red Cat with Canute, which is Katie and I's other band, and it will be a good time. The song is called Breakup.
Called Break Up and it
Pops. Oh, cool. That was awesome. Who plays music? How did you start playing music? Like, how did you start playing?
Well, in elementary school I played the recorder.
Oh, nice.
And then I never played another instrument again until I was like 28.
Really?
No. I pretended for a while.
I started playing the acoustic guitar when I was a teenager, and then I played a bit as a solo act, and then with some friends, and then I didn't play again for a long time until we started playing, and then I played electric guitar, which is what I do now.
What's your solo act like? At all similar to
no.
Love Cuts?
No, it's nope. Very different. That's all I want to say about it.
Okay.
I had a pretty good lip syncing career when I was a child. And then when I was in my teens, I guess, I started playing guitar, taking guitar lessons. And then in my 20s, I started writing my own songs under the name Tutta Tracy and have been playing Tutta Tracy songs ever since. And then just a couple of years ago, started Love Cuts with Cheryl and Katie and played the bass for the first time at our first practice.
Cool. Do you have, like, any guilty pleasures, like in terms of music?
I would say everything I listen to is awesome.
Is that really a guilty pleasure, though? Is that really a guilty pleasure?
No, I have no guilty pleasure. Oh, I see. Everything I listen to is, like, yeah. Good. Just kidding. I really don't know about you guys.
I'm sure I have some. I just need to think about it.
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind, maybe?
Oh, nice one.
Katie.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good. Well, pretty much anything from that sort of era, I think, would probably be a guilty pleasure for me. Yeah.
Yes, I sing a lot.
Very irritating.
It's true. That Christmas song. Yeah.
It's like
Old King Wenceslas.
I thought it was Little Drummer Boy.
No.
Me and Katie's guilty pleasure is Old King Wenceslas.
That's true. We play it at practice.
So,
so we're here in studio with Love Cuts, and we're talking about our favorite Duffins. Duffins donuts. So to anyone who doesn't know Duffins donuts is, I actually just found out about it like 2 days ago. How would you describe Duffins?
The perfect place for a date.
Is it very like intimate?
Yeah.
That's a way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. Intimate. You can eat any variety. No, any kind of food you want there. There's burgers, Vietnamese sandwiches, torta subs, pupusas.
Pupusas.
Chinese food.
Chinese donuts.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Fried chicken, yeah. Egg breakfast. Salad sandwiches, breakfast.
Hamburgers.
Yeah, Sherrod said hamburgers.
Oh.
Coffee.
So what would be your favorite Duffin's meal if you could choose one out of everything?
It would be a hamburger with a meatball Vietnamese sub, a chicken torta sandwich, and a coconut cream donut, and a mango bubble tea.
Wow.
Well, actually, I would have picked the chicken torta sub and the coconut cream donut, so I think we have similar tastes. So it was
awesome.
Right in my mind.
We should go on a date there.
Okay. More than one option.
Yeah,
do you get the torta one?
I don't know.
It's good.
Duffin's Donuts. Uh-huh. 41st and Night. Right? Yes. Okay. Good
also
to know.
24 hours.
Just gonna say.
Yeah,
that.
I thought so.
Love Cuts loves Duffin's. So, let's play another song. Heard the track from Juvenile Hall.
Yeah, called Magazine Collage.
Cool. So, Love Cuts, how do you write your music? Let's go with the cliche question. How does it work?
Okay, sure. So, usually what happens is I'll write something on the guitar, and then I'll show it to Tracy, and she'll come up with lyrics and bass, and then we bring it to Cheryl, and Cheryl puts drums to it.
Yeah, Katie usually records her guitar, and then I listen to it obsessively and write to it. And then, and then play it all together.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make up songs, you know, all together, but on the spot or whatever, but usually it's done in this kind of format.
Yeah, or at least they sort of solidify that way, I think. Some of our newer songs, I feel like we've come up with
more spontaneous.
Like me and Katie almost jamming, and then we've, like, recorded them and then, like, gone back to them and, like, kind of, yeah, it's kind of been a little bit of a different process.
Yeah, but I need to listen to things over and over again before I can write to them or make a bass part, so that's why we...
But I think mostly that's the system.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good system.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you find it happens like very quickly, or is it definitely like meditated, like premeditated? You know, you like stew in it a lot.
I don't know. I think it depends on the song, I guess. Hey.
Yeah.
Some of the songs seems like we wrote really fast.
Yeah.
And other ones take forever to like really for us to settle on them. I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more thinking than not thinking that goes into it, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, well, personally, I, like, spend a lot of my time thinking about the song over and over again before I create the words or the bass. So,
yeah.
I think, yeah, there's a lot of thought. Personally.
Do you have, like, a mutual influence? You're like, yes, we like this. Or is it just kind of... different everywhere?
I think it's pretty organic, you know, like we just sort of like start doing things and like Tracy will come to us with like lyrics for whatever and it usually works out. It's never really, I don't know, yeah, we never really had to like debate too much about the way songs come together. They just seem to, maybe because you spend so much time thinking about it, that helps. You know, once it actually gets to that point, it
and it's called Toyama Park.
And can you tell us a bit about Masahiro Takahashi?
I can't tell you too much, but I know him and he's very nice, and I'm excited to hear him play Music Waste.
Okay, cool. This is Toyama Park.
Cherry blossoms, each feels like floating. They are so were just talking about garbage cans with Justin Bieber. Pretty rebellious. On stage. Do you get crazy?
I tried to smoke a cigarette on stage once, and I had somebody, like, planning to light it in my mouth and everything, but then as the song started, I just chickened out and I just failed, pretty much. Like, I refused the cigarette that was coming out of my mouth.
Waffle.
Waffle?
It was something that was being made at the house that
we
were playing at.
That was a punk rock waffle.
It was a punk rock moment. Well, I was playing the bass, so that was my other band, but we were on tour with them, and it was, and some guy from the crowd was beating me up. Waffle covered in jam or something, and it got all over the bass, and it was pretty exciting. I was like, look at this.
I don't think I've ever done anything badass.
Yeah, that wasn't really badass. It was just weird.
I've never been fed cigarettes or food on stage.
You could dance around.
Giving, actually.
Yeah. It wasn't really badass.
It was just looks like it's that time of the month again. Feel it coming out. Drums.
Back in the studio, Love Cuts, for the Music Waste edition, and you'll be playing Music Waste when?
Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
And be with Capital Six. Mm-hmm. Who else will you be playing with that night?
Tim the Mute.
Awesome. So come on out. It's Music Waste. It happens once a year. Passes are $15. I feel like they're sold out, though.
Really?
I feel like they always are every year, but maybe
still
not.
Go
this
to the show,
it's a pleasure. What is the last track that you would like to play, and if there's anything else that you wanted to say?
What's the last song?
Oh, the last song is by a band called Imaginary Pants. We've played with them at Lucky's Comics before. Rose and John, they're really, really good. And this song is called Neon Sign.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much.
What looks like neon light? Take your past out and make them bright. It makes them move and it makes them buzz. Does it look at me? Yes, it does. God knows it does. Neon sign, neon sign. You get me every time. Feel the thrill just like before. Now I don't fit in. What will I do without that buzz? I won't be trees the way they was. Way things stand and the way things bend. I just don't fit in. No, I don't fit in. Neon sign, neon sign. You get me every time. Feel the thrill just like before. Now I don't fit in anymore.
Starts every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam-packed with hip-hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
If Love Cuts in the studio, talking about wild stuff. So it's Music Waste. Hopefully the rain will subside, but thanks so much for listening. The next show that we are going to hear is...
The Projectionist.
The Projectionist. So stay tuned for that. And for now, we're going to play some Gal Grayson, who will also be playing Music Waste this weekend. And this is Blue Hearts 1.